folks, this is a very special moment. We are up in Anderson Valley. Now, that is out of the Napa and Sonoma area, north of San Francisco, and about an hour and 15, 20 minutes, and you are in this beautiful pristine valley, which really has gained a reputation now for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, also sparkling wines. I'm with Arnaud here at Rotor Estate, Rosé Champagne again, Rosé sparkling wine. We are very lucky, man.
Yeah, rosé is, again, I said, a very hot item. People love it. It's, you can use it, on many dishes. And the vintage rosé is kind of trying to bring the best of the best possible. Not only it's the best selection of one specific, vintage, but you also have to be able to do a rosé that is also even better than the multi-vintage rosé.
This is very interesting because very small numbers on this wine, I'm sure. It's very exciting to get to taste this. Food-wise, you could go on a huge spectrum, but every time I have a vintage rosé, my thoughts go to oysters and then lobster, and maybe not in that order.
Again, it's a very broad audience possible for food and wine pairing, so it's kind of like whatever you like, it's going to work with it, so that's the beauty of it. Yeah, the rosé, I don't make, a vintage rosé every year. In fact, the first vintage we ever did was 99, was done by my predecessor, Michel Sag. Then I did, two more in 2003 and 2004, which is the current release, and I'm currently disgorging my 2006. So later this year, 2014, early 2015, we're going to see the 06. But the 04 is a beautiful wine. It was part of that 04 vintage where Rotor Estate was highly acclaimed as being, top, California sparkling winery of the year. And then the 04 vintage got the regular one, the Brut, got 97 points. So the 04 rosé is part of that very high-end selection.
That didn't hurt at all. The numbers on that came out. Really, the future looks so bright for this winery. The fruit has now caught up, and we've had a number of vintages in a row. You've got big numbers, and you've got huge quality.
Weather is always tricky a little bit, it's changing, but there's still that underlying quality of the Anderson Valley being cooler than most of the valleys, especially inland. So we got slightly warmer vintages like 03 and 04, but then we'll follow 5, 6 that are slightly cooler. And it's always good to showcase on a vintage dated wine some of those characteristics of the place. And of course, obviously there's a lot to talk about.
The fun part about our next dish is going to be on the table here shortly is that we get to taste all the other wines with it and go back and enjoy them all again. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Doc.
Well, folks, we were enjoying harvest here in Sonoma County, and you are listening to Have Wine, Will Travel and the Adventures of Dr. Vino, and we have an adventure for you. We have settled in here at Applewood Bed and Breakfast, and we are in the restaurant right now with Chef Ty, and I have a box here, Ty. You need to verify what it says on that box and the date, and I'll fill you in.
Well, that box, as far as I can see, says, do not open before June 1st.
And the date right now.
Date right now, I believe it is around September 4th or 5th today. So. All right.
Well, it's even the 6th of September. We are in harvest, and we just wanted to make sure that Arnaud knew that we were opening these at the proper time, and we got some great food to go with these. Tell the folks briefly about your farm, because that really enters into the menu here at the restaurant.
Well, here at the Applewood, we really believe in using fresh, local ingredients as much as possible. Produce is one of the first things that comes to mind, and we have a great garden here on the property. Lots of amazing fruit trees, vegetables, flowers, all types of things to use in the kitchen. And then I have a small farm in Santa Rosa as well, bringing a lot of produce from there, and just get it on the menu.
In front of you there and in front of me, you brought two orders of this, and you don't start to eat yours pretty soon. I might get into yours also. This is beautiful and a perfect match with the rosé.
Yeah, this is a really nice dish here. We have this this California sea bass and just a really nice fish, a big powerful fish living in a little bit warmer water, mostly caught off of the Southern California coast into Baja, Mexico. They do come as far north as San Francisco and even past there, but rarely. These fish, once again, really nice, firm flesh, white meat. Just pairs great with a rich rich dish like a risotto. Lots of good vegetables in there, and just makes a great combination.
Great combinations is what we're all about here, folks, on Have Wine, Will Travel. And Chef Ty, thank you very much. And we have other wines we'll open today. Enjoy. And I noticed that you're pretty hungry tonight, too.
Yeah, keep us working hard back there. Gotta eat.
We're going to enjoy another great wine after we enjoy this great sea bass. at Applewood Restaurant. Well, folks, we just enjoyed some Brut sparkling wine, and Arno just brought out another bottle. And rosé is very close to my heart, and with your background, I would assume it's very close to yours.
Yes, you know, rosé is really very fashionable. It's a hot item, you know, out there. People love rosé. It pairs with a lot of food. It's in fact very easy to use with anything. The Brut is also multi-vintage. It is definitely more on the Pinot side. It's 55% Pinot, 45% Chardonnay. And what is distinctive, it's a rosé by the addition of red wine. So I do a special selection in the vineyard, a couple of blocks of Pinot that I let ripen later. So more hang time, you know, to pick them at the maturity of a still wine, of Pinot Noir. So there's skin contact maceration, like a red wine, and then some of that red wine, and so about 4%, is used and blended back just before the bottling and becomes, you know, sparkling after that. So the rosé has been added very, very early on. It explains the color that's, you know, fairly delicate and light because some of those pigments disappear through the aging in the bottle, 2.5 years on average for the multi-vintage Brut and rosé. But it gives that distinctive, you know, red berry, sometimes strawberry, raspberry type of flavor. So it's not really one flavor, it's more like that complexity of the aromatics that's really fun with the rosé.
Once you have half a glass of rosé, you're sitting there thinking about what food is going to go with it. It really does bring out your appetite.
Right, because you still have the fresh and crispness from the base wine, the acidity of the Anderson Valley. But you get that extra layer of width that the Pinot brings. So the acidity lifts it, and it makes it to pair with food that you wouldn't expect. You know, I remember very well that story, you know, being back in Boston and having a chef proposing a steak tartare to go with rosé. Steak tartare is raw beef, and I didn't expect it to work very well, and I was really, really, you know, very well. The tasting, I think, worked very well. So I'm still learning also on my side what chef can find out.
I would enjoy learning with you as we go for another experience here. This rosé is a very food-friendly wine, and I think we could probably sit here and eat a number of things, and that's my intention.
Yes, you just need to get started, and then we'll see where we go.
It's time for some great sparkling wine here from Roeder Estate in Anderson Valley. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, folks, we are at Applewood, and we have had a beautiful beginning to this beautiful meal we have, and we have some great wines on the table. As a matter of fact, we had to put two tables together because we had so many wines here. Shelley Cerniant is here with me, and she is the chef here, and we are very privileged to have her at the table with us right now. And she brought a couple of things to the table. These are beautiful dishes, and the scallops. I'm going to eat these, and you tell us about them.
Oh, absolutely. Dig in. They're delicious. We get giant scallops. We like to try to get U8s or U10s, which is under 10 or under 8 makeup of pounds. We try to get the biggest ones we can. We cook them in tons of butter and serve them on top of some creamy mashed potatoes, a nice saffron au beurre sauce. And the best part about it is the local Mendocino uni. It's fresh right there. Delicious.
Uni is one of my favorite things in the whole world. Maybe we can put some of that on the side.
We might be able to work that out for you, Doc.
And that has just such an amazing taste, and wine and this dish, perfect. I'm thinking that the sparkling wines we have on the table go great with this, but we have some white wines also.
The sparkling would be very nice, but any crispy wine that's going to complement that buttery richness of the scallop and the sauce and the potatoes is going to be delicious.
Well, Shelley, I think we should try them all here.
Let's do that.
All right, we're going to enjoy this great dish here at Applewood Restaurant. Shelley, you've been here for quite a while, and this is your baby, and this restaurant is so unique to itself and this area, and you have great produce and great food on the table here. I think we should stop talking and start eating.
Okay.